Hello, I'm Ben Laidler, eToro's global market strategist, and you're listening to The Daily Voice, where I delve every day into the important topics every investor should be aware of, and I do it all in under 5 minutes. You can also find this content on my comprehensive daily blog, with a reminder that this podcast is intended solely for information and educational purposes. Please stay tuned for additional disclosures at the end of today's episode. Now let's get started. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Daily Voice. Our topic today, firstly, the bank's earnings outlook, and secondly, how the ECB is preparing to cut interest rates alone. So firstly, earnings season kicks off today with the US banks, but I think it's the European banks that should be the focus. So US bank earnings are going to look pretty weak, down about 20% in aggregate, driven by weak capital markets activity and depressed interest margins. This is really going to put the focus on management guidance to support the double-digit share price rally that the sector has seen this year. It's the second biggest in the US after tech, and there's a classic value play with a price-earnings ratio near half that of the broader S&P 500, and that earnings outlook improving as capital markets activity, IPOs and M&A starts to recover and margin pressures arguably trough. Yet it's the European banks that I think are maybe the bigger opportunity. It's the biggest sector in Europe, and crucially, it's the source for 80% of the continent's financing. This is the opposite of the US, which is much more reliant on the bond market. And European banks' earnings growth and profitability is uniquely above that of the US banks, whilst European bank valuations are still at least a third cheaper. Our second topic is the European Central Bank as it prepares to go it alone in cutting interest rates at its June 6th meeting from current record levels. This comes after its dovish comments at yesterday's policy meeting. This is all set to widen the transatlantic interest rate and inflation divide, with Europe's 2.4% inflation allowing the ECB to potentially cut interest rates at least three times this year. With the European economy already weak and inflation falling, these interest rate cuts are justified and needed, whilst US economic growth exceptionalism is keeping inflation there uncomfortably high and calling into question whether the Fed can cut rates at all this year. And as a reminder, interest rate cuts are a particular positive catalyst for Europe's stock markets, with their sensitive mix of relatively high debt levels, narrow profit margins, and historically low valuations. So that's it. Please like and subscribe us. Go to eToro Plus to see the research, and we'll chat again tomorrow. Thanks very much. Bye.
You've been listening to Digested Invest by eToro. For more information, please visit us at eToro.com. This podcast is for informational and education purposes only. It should not be taken as investment advice, a personal recommendation, or offer of or solicitation to buy or sell any financial instrument. This material has been prepared without taking into account any particular recipient's investment objectives or financial situation, and has not been prepared in accordance with the legal and regulatory requirements for independent research. Past performance is not an indication of future results.